okay? If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to...
We curried them with a curry comb, or groomed them.
But this is... what is
oh, you mean to put
on?
The... Yeah, their outfit on. Saddle them up.
Saddle up. Did you ever use the term, gear up or rig up?
Yeah, you say gear... Yeah, sometimes it say gear up. Horses are geared up and ready to go.
I see. When you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
The reins.
Do you have a different term for the ones you use for plowing and the ones you use for driving a buggy?
Yeah. The plow lines, they called them, because they were different. They were ropes that you used in the field. And they were lines, and the ones on the Surrey or the buggy was leather.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you're riding a horse, what do you got him with?
The reins.
Okay.
The bridle, you know.
Yes.
The bits are in his mouth, and the reins are the bridle you pull.
What do you put your feet into when you're about to mount? Okay. If you have two horses, the horse on the left is called... You have a term for that?
One horse is always more responsible than the other. It's the pull horse or something. But usually, always one horse is the leader. I don't remember what you call him, but there's always one that you more depend on than the other.
Okay. If something is not right near at hand, you say it's just a little over.
A little bit over?
Okay. Do you ever use ways or little ways over?
Oh, yes.
Over?
That was a little piece and little ways.
Okay. If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a...
little piece further to go.
Okay. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about...
anywhere.
Okay. If you slipped on the ice and fell this way, that way?
Backwards.
Okay. And if you fell...
forward.
Okay. If... somebody says, did you catch any fish? You might say, no,
like biting
a
today.
One. No, you might say, no.
No, not a one.
No, not, okay. A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? I blank wrong.
I wasn't wrong.
Okay, if he hadn't been misbehaving, he might say, he would imply that he hadn't done anything that was out of line. Mm-hmm. And he might say, I
didn't do anything.
Okay. Someone apologizes for breaking your rake. And you say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Okay. A crying child might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me...
he didn't give me any.
Okay. Now that boy is spoiled. When he grows up, you might say, he'll have his trouble... blank.
With the law?
Well, there's as good a chance as any that he'll get into trouble. When he's older is what they mean. And you say, when he grows up, you might say he'll have his